Good morning, everybody. This is Carol Anderson, and welcome to the Secrets to Attract Your Dream Partner monthly teleseminar series. Well, I'm glad to have you all on today's call. It's actually the last call of this year-long series. The title of the call is All You've Ever Wanted to Know About Relationships But Haven't Known Who to Ask. And I really, as usual, want to acknowledge you for being here this morning because it's Saturday, and I know that many of you could have slept in or done dozens of other things, but you're here, and hopefully you're here because the information that I'm giving you is important to you. Most singles perceive the quest for a relationship as merely finding the right partner with whom they have chemistry. But my intention is to help you become the right partner, and then you will attract the right partner for yourself, the perfect partner for yourself. And most of you already know my agenda and a little bit about what I'm speaking about, so I acknowledge you for being here today. So a little bit about me for those of you who may be new on the call. I've been married almost 43 years and have been a licensed marriage and family therapist specializing in relationships for over 20. Having taken the equivalent of a second master's degree in relationship therapy, primarily Imago relationship therapy, I'm known in my community of Fresno as the go-to therapist for relationship issues. Many therapists refer both couples and singles to me, and I present a weekend workshop for both couples and for singles to help find, create, and keep the relationship of their dreams. And I'm in the process of retiring my therapy practice so that I can help more people through relationship coaching so they can avoid the stigma of mental illness that's required diagnosis for therapy. Since this is our last regularly scheduled call, before I open it up to the questions I said that I would have you ask, I thought it'd be a good idea to just review the last year's 12 main concepts about attracting and keeping the partner of your dreams. So the first is that in order to attract and keep the partner of your dreams, you must first become the dream partner you want to attract. And then to keep your dream partner, you must learn vital information about relationships as well as practice skills that our parents and grandparents didn't need. They likely had a relationship that was based on survival, which is paying the bills, putting roof over the head, all that stuff, and we want more. And so that type of relationship no longer works for us today, but we have not learned how to be in that kind of relationship. So second, you need to understand that happily ever after is only a myth, and that all relationships go through stages. We tend to think that once we are in a relationship and we are in love with somebody, that this will last forever. But romantic love is what we are defining as love, and that is not real love. The first stage is romantic love, which helps you bond, but I guarantee it will not last like we think it will. Now, even though there are about 8 stages of relationship, sadly, most relationships won't make it past the second stage, which is the power struggle. Now, this is the stage where relationship skills, knowledge, and hard work become absolutely crucial for your relationship to survive. So the third is the foundation skill of communication, effective communication, because you can't not communicate. Good communicators not only attract healthy partners and friends, but in almost every relationship, there is what we call a hailstorm and a tortoise, which are exactly opposite types of communication styles. And without learning how to balance these two styles with a specific tool that I teach singles and couples, your communication is likely to be doomed. And if communication is doomed, then your relationship is also doomed. Fourth, an ongoing commitment to lifelong personal growth is also necessary, which includes knowing your own areas of needed growth. And these are the parts of ourselves we do not see clearly, but others do. It's sometimes called the shadow or denied self. And other parts we need to work on are our disowned self, which is the part that our parents and society did not approve of, which include many messages such as big boys don't cry and girls, you shouldn't be too angry, or girls, you shouldn't be too smart. Finally, we also disowned positive traits that were not nurtured in us, such as self-confidence, self-acceptance, self-care, to name only a couple. So fifth, we need to know who our perfect partner will be so we won't miss them or they won't miss us. Our perfect partner, surprisingly, is a combination of those parts I just spoke of, as well as the positive and negative characteristics of all our childhood caretakers, which include parents, grandparents, and older siblings. Sixth, we must understand how we were wounded in childhood. Everybody is wounded. So we can understand that we will either pick another wounding partner or project that our partner is wounding us, or we will provoke them into triggering those wounds. And in the couples workshop, I teach people how to stop that cycle. Seventh, you must also say goodbye to ghosts of ex-partners haunting you and your current relationships. We often think we've moved on from ex-partners because we're no longer sad about losing them or leaving them. But usually we've only said goodbye to a portion of them, either the positive traits or the negative traits. But seldom we've said goodbye to both. Eighth, you must learn how your brain has developed and how it is organized so that you can learn how to balance your overreactive crocodile with your intentional wise owl. Ninth, you must gain self-awareness so you always know who is driving the bus. The more self-awareness you have, the more you can change yourself and your behavior. Tenth, we have to grow up. Now, that may sound strange because we're all adults here, but when we're single, it's easy to stay pretty self-absorbed and self-centered. And in many ways, we become the center of our own universe, very much like we were when we were children. But when we get into a relationship, another partner seems to be competing for the same place. And interestingly, intimate, committed relationships are about growing up and finishing childhood, as well as healing those wounds we experienced. And if we do not grow up, we remain helpless victims in all our relationships. 11, we must create a smart attraction action plan for our dream partner and then follow through on it. We need to know what kind of dream partner would match our lifestyle and our life purpose. And even though we're going to always be attracted to that imago match that I mentioned earlier, the perfect partner, we do have some control over whether or not they are healthy or very dysfunctional. Now, finally, in order to attract a dream partner, it really helps you to be an active part of a community of like-minded people, people who are on the same journey as you are. So don't be guilty, like the old song says, of looking for love in all the wrong places. Be sure to look for love in a community of like-minded people. Now, as I've said on every call, that even though the information I'm sharing with you is crucial, these 12 calls will not be enough for you to be successful in accomplishing the goal to attract and keep the partner of your dreams all by themselves. Knowledge, which I've been giving you, is only the first step. And I've really only been able to cover the tip of the iceberg this past year. Additionally, in every one of these dozen points, there are necessary steps to implementing those points that are required. And that cannot usually happen on a self-help basis. We must be in relationship to learn how to be in relationship. We usually won't accomplish our goals without support so we can follow through on our work. So after our question and answer time, I'll give you some options. You've heard these before if you've been on the calls for very long. But I'll give you some options to continue working together and supporting each other in a community. Okay, so I will take your questions now. I hope you've come with a few in mind. And all you need to do, I'm going to keep everybody muted, and all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad to ask your questions about relationships. Now, these may relate to a previous call or to this call or even to something unrelated to any topic we have covered. That's totally fine. What have you always wanted to know about relationships? So you're all muted, and remember we are recording. So, you know, if you do want some your question omitted from the recording, that's fine. Just let me know at any point during your question, and I will, or during my answer or at the end, and I will be happy to delete it from the recording. So please just say your first name, so that I'll know who's speaking, and then I'll know who to delete if that's what you want to do. So go ahead and press 1 on your keypad if you have a question for me. So Donna, let me unmute you. Hang on. Okay, there you go, Donna. Hi.
Hi there. I've really enjoyed listening to your teleseminar. I have been divorced for... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I said thank you.
I've been divorced for about 8 years, and I haven't dated, and for various reasons, and I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm having a hard time getting back into the dating world. Thought of doing the online dating, but I just keep on pushing... I don't know, there's just certain blocking in my head. I've signed up for Match, but then I'm not on Match.
Okay. And you, deep down inside, you want to date? Or
yeah.
Are you just, yeah. Was your divorce or your marriage a tough situation? Were you pretty hurt by it?
No, I'm actually over that.
Okay.
It's just, I think it was who my identity was. As far as my work stability and just where I am in my life, I think it's just my identification. It's just taking that step and getting out there. And,
okay.
So it's just something that I just, normally I wouldn't, I'm just kind of putting this out there.
Sure. Yeah. So, okay, so even though you're over that, your identity is tied up in it. So there's still probably some things you're hanging on to. So there may be some areas that you could work on. And again, when you say identity, we'd have to go into more detail to really discover what that is. But just from that, it sounds like that there's still some grief work that you've not completed. And there are ways of doing that and exploring that. Finding out who you are as a single is a completely different thing. And so I would have a hunch that even though you may have gotten over your marriage, you've gotten over your partner, you may not have gotten over now being single. You may not have gained an appreciation for where you are at this time of your life. Is that possible?
Yes. I mean, basically about 2 years ago, I was involved as a part-time care giver to my mom. And I grieved that and all I was, where I was in my life. And I think I'm ready. It's just taking that first step. So I've got life, grieving and healing.
Do you feel like you have a purpose, or have you sort of lost your purpose in life when you divorced and when you stopped caretaking for your mom? You feel like you're sort of aimless or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that is a little bit different problem, and that is where working on your life purpose would help. And there's, I do have a call on that. If I don't know if you've listened to any of the calls that you've missed, but there is a call about life purpose.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just go to the web page where you found this. I'm not sure. I've got so many websites. I'm not sure what that one is. I think it's just Attract Your Dream Partner, I think, is the website. Attract Your Dream Partner. And then you'll find that in there about the life purpose. So
okay,
I think, good. All right. Thank you. Okay, I'll mute. Any other questions? Something to be a successful single we have to overcome is putting ourselves out there. Okay, we have another question here from Janet. So let me hand you the mic, Janet. There you go. And hi, Janet. Nice to see you on the call.
I've been enjoying your talk. It's sort of a summation.
Yes.
I understand, or I guess I'm just commenting in terms of your last caller, Donna. I, too, am in my 50s and have been separated for 4 years. The divorce has not been finalized yet. I'm married to a passive-aggressive who's now living in Australia versus living here in Canada where I am. That's one way to deal with life is to move far away.
Yeah.
But it's, I think, I understand what Donna was speaking about. I did all those things, too. I went on Match, different sites. But as the more I read through some of these, the more I thought, what am I doing? Like, this is insanity. It's like you're catalog shopping. And there's part of me that still finds that it just doesn't seem natural way of meeting someone. I think perhaps I have a block, and then I go backwards and go, and where does that come? That's probably, I don't trust it, maybe, period. Whereas when I met my husband, he just seemed like a person I could really trust, and that seems to be the top of my list. And it's really hard to perceive trust from an online dating site.
Yes.
And certainly, I mean, I've done all this therapy work, and I've read, and all the self-actualization I've reached, and who I am now, I really like a lot better because I'm more in tune, I'm calmer about things, I'm not as reactive about things anymore because I've gone back and dealt with all the things that were pushing my button, the false ego, and I know who that is. And I think it's the concern of looking around. I look at other marriages that my friends are in, and I remember hearing people say, you know, that I'm so low maintenance, and I see within other women, they seem to be married, and marriages seem that appear, at least, to work, and they seem to be higher maintenance women. And I started saying to myself, well, maybe that's the secret. I'd really be high maintenance. And a passive-aggressive certainly matches up with a woman who's low maintenance. And so then I think, well, but then if you just flip it the other way, you're going to invite in a host of other problems, I say to myself. So I'm not sure how you know, like for me, as I said, you like Donna, you go on these sites and – you know, it's just a series of pictures and some descriptions and thoughts.
Yes.
But to me, it just doesn't seem a very trustworthy way of meeting someone. It just doesn't, as I said, that word natural comes up to me. And I just, and whether that's my block, this is this brave new world we're in, I don't know. So I don't really know. I mean, I know the divorce isn't done, so, you know, perhaps there's that piece that until that's done, you know, you maybe fully can't move forward because you're still sort of there's a tiny piece maybe who still sees oneself as a married woman. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And yet I know as I sit here this morning in my living room that I am alone. And I get that. And actually there's a part of me that actually is, like Donna had said, she's been divorced for 8 years. And I do think the process of being with yourself, after a while you get kind of comfortable with, well, maybe is this okay? And maybe that's the piece I'm wrestling with.
Yes, that is definitely.
Maybe it's okay. And I don't need some guy to come in and suddenly start changing my life around or trying to control it.
You have to be, that conclusion that you may be coming to, you have to be careful that that's really, I mean, I think on some level you do have to be okay with being single. Because you don't want to be desperate looking for somebody. So you have to be okay. But if your goal is that someday I would like to be in a good relationship, in a healthy relationship, and you need to define what that is for you, you want to be careful that you're not just trying, you're just slowly changing your mind because you're giving up on yourself or you're frightened or something else, you know. Because if there's a big part of you that really does want to be in a relationship, then you won't truly be happy. So you just want to be careful about that. It makes total sense that you would feel that online dating is not natural.
I thought it would be wonderful if through, because I've done imago therapy, that there could be imago dating so that the men you or whoever, whatever people are looking for, are people who've already taken that journey and understand. Then they understand your dialogue or your exploring, saying, oh yes, I know what my false ego is and I know why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to explain yourself, that would be really effective.
I agree, and I've often fantasized about starting an imagomatch.com
yes.
site. Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be very, very expensive from my idea of how much it costs to set up these types of sites. But the next best thing is that I'll be telling you about a little later is that I am going to create a community of conscious singles. I'm going to start it out on Facebook simply because it's free, and then I'll move it over to a site that will cost me a little bit. But if I get a few people on it who are active, then I think I'll go ahead and move it to the other site. But so it's going to be only open to people who have taken the Keeping the Love You Find workshop.
To me, it seems like a very an easier way to trust. It's necessarily like the people being screened ahead of time. Yeah, I think that's what I like, that there is a screening process, a screening process versus this online dating. There is no screening.
Right. Well, now, just for your information, there's an online dating program called eHarmony.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also one, I can't remember, it's something Cupid. And that one is also, you have to answer a lot of questions and write essay questions about yourself and how you feel about that thing. So you do learn a lot about people that way, because it's really hard if you're writing a whole essay about, say, personal growth. You can kind of tell if a person has been involved in personal growth or if they're just trying to fake it or they think it's dumb. Or
to Life Mates here in the fall, and they do a lot of questions. And at the end of about a two-hour session, her sort of summation, she said, was, okay, the type of person you're looking for, she's, and I will be honest with you, would probably be 30% of the male population is probably what this would boil down to, the type of person you are, what you're looking for, the way you want to live, and 30%.
That's a big number, actually, don't you think?
Well, I thought, wow, but no, it seemed really low.
I think that's a big number.
Do you?
Yeah, I was surprised that I thought, I bet you that you could narrow that down a little more. And the thing is you do want to narrow it down. You want to narrow it down as much as possible. And that seems opposite. You'd think you'd want to broaden it out, but It's a similar thing when I've been taking marketing classes. They talk about your niche market. And what will happen is the more you define your niche partner, the more you will attract those kinds of partners. If you just have a really a broad vision of who a potential partner for you would be, then you probably are missing a lot of things that are important that you just have not thought about. That's one of the things I cover in the Relationship Success Training for Singles, the REST program, is your relationship requirements. And so your deal breakers, basically, in a positive sense, you know, what you would need, not what you don't want.
I think it boils down to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, trust and, you know, vulnerability. Mm-hmm. That I was married for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and the idea of inviting somebody else into your life at this point.
Right. And
you know,
so have you thought about how you would test for trust, what you would be looking for? So that
question.
Would be something you could think about. How would you know to trust somebody? And, you know, make a whole list of things that you would be looking for in the positive. You can also put some negatives down, but really primarily look for positive traits of a trustworthy person. When what are some other qualities that a trustworthy person has, like integrity, honesty, things like that, the type of friends they would hang around, where would you meet a trustworthy person, things
That's
like that.
Exactly.
So
where would you meet mm-hmm. a trustworthy person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you wouldn't meet them in a bar.
No, and I don't go to bars.
Likely, you wouldn't.
Know.
So just, you know, that's an extreme. But
yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, I'll just go to the local club. And maybe it's not a bar, but it's a club where singles hang out. And, yeah, but probably you're not going to meet a trustworthy person there. You might meet
like
an alcoholic.
As the weather improved here for mm-hmm. us in Canada, spring is just starting to barely arrive here.
Yeah.
Is the driving, you know, the golf courses are opening. I like golfing. And so I started
mm-hmm.
doing that last year. I would go to the driving range and just hit balls. And then I would sit out and have a salad or something and read my book at the outdoor patio part of the golf course and, you know, sort of survey the scenery, so to speak.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, I tended to find people are either there with families or their guys are there with a group of guys or women are there with a group
mm-hmm.
of women.
Again, the community of Imago people would be a good source for you.
It would be. Imago dating.
Yeah,
because I even know, well, I had myself on Facebook, and then I decided Facebook was is an exhausting thing. I became connected to too many people. My life became exhausting. So I shut it down a few weeks ago, actually. And it's nice to finally go quiet again.
Well, you know, some people are not on Facebook and they go, oh, Carol, you're starting that group on Facebook. But, you know, you can join Facebook and, you know, not even have any friends except, you know, maybe a couple of friends, but just be on that site with the conscious singles.
Yeah, I was connected to about a dozen different groups of people from school things to other things.
Yeah, that gets crazy after a while.
And it did, and one day I just thought, I'm exhausted, and I just shut it down.
Yeah, well, you can open it back up and delete people that aren't really close to you. And actually, I already have that Facebook site going. I don't have any activity on it yet, but I have opened it up. And
what's it called?
And I think it's called Imago Conscious Singles or Conscious, might be just Conscious Singles. I don't go on it very often, but you can do a search for it. Or just friend me, and I'll look it up and just message me, friend me, and I
can friend
you.
That is the trigger, I think, is that once you've become conscious, you realize now how asleep everybody is.
I
recognize that was where I once was, so I certainly don't want to match up with somebody who's asleep.
Right. And naturally, you will not if you are truly conscious. If you are really just superficially conscious, which a lot of people are, then, you would still match up with someone who's asleep. We always tend to match with somebody at our own level, as sad as that is when we think about equity.
Yeah, well, but actually, I believe, you know, we were, as my therapist said, you both were doing the best you could with what you knew and made.
Exactly.
So you have to forgive yourself for that. It's when the other person, well, he believes he is very aware, but he does it intellectually.
Yeah.
By the process, not the emotional process.
Right. Well, thank you for your comments, and check into that Facebook. And I would just like to take a minute to tell people about the Keeping the Love You Find workshop, because it's something that I know is very helpful for singles. And so I just wanted to do that for a minute. So I said earlier that we have to be committed to a lifelong journey of personal growth, and to be a part of a like-minded community and receive support for follow-through on what we call our attraction action plan. If you've taken the Keeping the Love You Find workshop from others, they call it the personal growth plan, but that sounds so boring. So attraction action plan is really what it is, and I combine both workshops into that action plan. And so that's why I present the Keeping the Love You Find workshop for singles and my group coaching program that I think some of you don't know about. And so I'd like to take about 5 minutes to tell you about that workshop. This workshop would be for you if you are a single who's ready to find juicy, lasting love where partners will meet each other's deepest needs. And it's also for you if you're a single who's ready to identify the unknown aspects of yourself, both positive and negative, so you can break your patterns of continuing to find the same kinds of unhealthy partners. And finally, this workshop is for singles who want more depth in their growth, as well as support in following through on many of the concepts I've been teaching these last 12 months. Now, this year, I've only scheduled one singles workshop, and that's July 19th to 21st, because I'm planning on creating an advanced workshop, and I'm going to probably do that in September so that people who have attended the singles workshop already can attend an advanced workshop. And so this year, it's going to be located in the mountains near Shaver Lake, California, at the 5,000-foot elevation, which is outside of Fresno, California, Central California. And it's well above the Fresno summer heat. So if you live nearby Fresno, you can commute each day. But if you live farther away, then I encourage you to spend the whole weekend with like-minded singles in a beautiful 2,600-square-foot luxury home. And by the way, I have a slideshow of that home online. You might want to take a look at that. I did this last summer, and people really enjoyed themselves sharing that home for the weekend. So here's what the workshop itself includes. Well, first of all, it's a live event. It's not online. It's not on the phone. It's not virtual. So you literally get to hang out and network with other like-minded, growth-oriented singles for the weekend. And the singles in this workshop really do bond and enjoy each other's company, and it's really great for them. Second, you'll get 22 hours of instruction from me about relationships, including participation in powerful but fun exercises that strategically reveal your shadow, your projections, your denied and disowned parts, and reveal insight into the reasons why you keep repeating your unwanted partner patterns. Now, that may sound a little bit scary for people, but that has to be done. Otherwise, you'll just keep repeating the same old, same old. Now, that 22 hours, I might add, is 6 hours longer than the traditional Keeping the Love You Find Singles workshop. I go for longer days because we're all staying together mostly. And I also do it Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. It gives you more time to do that work, because that was something that really frustrated me in doing the standard 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. workshop, is that it just wasn't enough time. And so I will also be teaching vital communication skills, as well as transformational relationship processes. And these help you in all of your relationships, whether they're romantic, platonic, or professional. And that's also very important, is just to be able to have good relationships. And fourth, you'll start creating and practicing your dream partner attraction action plan. And this will help you become a dream partner so that you can attract a dream partner and begin the journey to the relationship of your dreams. Fifth, I will be including most meals and snacks. So we'll be going out to dinner one or two nights, depending on what people want to do. And finally, I don't want people just to go home after the workshop, put your manual on the shelf, and forget everything you have learned during the weekend. So therefore, I offer a 12 biweekly 90-minute session of group coaching by phone. Now, that comes out to about 6 months of group coaching. And because it's an interactive group, I can only accept a limited number of people. So that number will only be the first six who sign up. I currently have a group of six running. We have about, I think, three or four more sessions, and I don't know if they will continue or not, but it's been very successful. In fact, we all met together for dinner one night. Everybody came to Fresno, or they lived in Fresno, one or the other, and it was very fun. And so it's really great now that they know each other and they could have face to the voice. So you're probably wondering what all this will cost. And let me just give you something to compare it to. I have personally paid $500 for a five-hour teleseminar class. It was once a week on the phone for an hour, and I paid $500 for that. So it's like five of these. And additionally, I know plenty of coaches who charge $1,000 to $3,000 for two-day workshops, and some of those I've actually taken. And I normally also charge $40 per session for the 90-minute group coaching calls. So that's normally about $500. Again, a lot of people charge $100 for those sessions. So that totals anywhere from $1,500 to $3,500 or more for this little package. But don't worry, because I'm not going to charge you that or anywhere near that. So my 22-hour Keeping Love You Find workshop is only $497. But you know what? This is the best $497 investment you can make in yourself and your future relationship. But because I'm so committed to you guys learning this information and participating in really this transformational workshop, I'm prepared to give you a second bonus. And so if you don't have to think too much about this and already know this workshop is for you, anyone who registers by May 20th, so that really gives you almost a month, what is that, about 3 weeks maybe, will get a $100 discount, dropping the workshop down to only $397. And a third bonus, anyone who takes the workshop will receive an invitation for the six-month membership in the exclusive online community for graduates of the workshop. I will eventually be charging for that. In the beginning now, I will be offering that as a bonus to the workshop. And so can you really not afford to do this for yourself and for your future relationship? If you've already taken the workshop, I give a $200 discount. You can't combine the early bird with the graduate discount, but still you get a $200 discount if you've already taken the workshop from anybody else. Additionally, I give you a $25 discount. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Pretty soon it's almost free. I'll be paying you to take the workshop. I almost am already. But you can have a $25 discount if you bring a friend with you, and both you and your friend will get the $25 discount. For those of you who are thinking about this, my guarantee is that if you do nothing different, nothing will change. And how much longer really do you want to wait making the changes you need to begin to attract your dream partner? And think about being in this, if you're unhappy as a single and you want to be in a relationship, how much that really costs you, not only financially, but emotionally and physically over the years. So again, if you do nothing different, nothing will change. And if you know your dream partner is waiting for you, or you want to become a dream partner, get a pencil and jot down this website where you can register as soon as the call's over, because those first six on the coaching call will end as soon as that's filled. And if the workshop fills, I only take 10 in this workshop. So if you want to attend that workshop, as soon as it's filled, which may be filled before May 20th, to get that $100 discount, just write down the URL, www.keep, keeptheloveyoufind.com. The workshop is Keeping the Love You Find, but this is keeptheloveyoufind.com. I want to thank everybody for being on the call today, and don't forget to sign up for your free 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy session if you haven't had that already. I'll send you that link in an email with our recording. And just remember that your dream partner is waiting for you. Just be sure they don't miss you or you miss them. So thanks for being on this call series. I hope that you have gotten something out of it and that you're able to listen to the recordings that you missed. And I will keep you on my email list unless you ask to be removed. And hopefully that's because you found a dream partner. And if you would like to email me, feel free to anytime. And I will also be planning on scheduling some guest speakers. And if I have something I want to talk to you about, I will be emailing you again. So I'll be keeping in touch, and I hope you keep in touch with me. So again, thank you for being on the call. Thanks again very much. Bye-bye.